we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, man, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama, y'all. And I mean to say, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we're going to switch gears here. JP, have you found the jackassery button? Let's give it a test run. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So, just so you know, JP, we have a variety of words in the Right Side Dictionary. Some you may already be familiar with. Jackassery is one of them. Jackassery is usually defined as government action that makes actually no sense or is done for all the wrong reasons. It's jackassery at that point.
That's a good one.
Are you familiar with cacistocracy?
It's the one where the people who are least qualified are running. Yeah.
Yes, actually, mm-hmm. It's least competent.
Least
yes.
competent. Yeah.
Yeah. The least a government run by the least competent of its citizens. True word.
The opposite of a meritocracy, pretty much.
Yes, exactly. Cacistocracy. It's almost like idiocracy. So you got cacistocracy. You got jackassery, and then there's several other words that just kind of float in and out. But jackassery has its own button.
It deserves its own button.
So if I wind up saying the word jackassery, don't even blink. Just hit for the button. All right.
Gotcha.
It just plays on demand. So let's shift gears here for a minute. We're gonna talk about the storm relief, and you know what's amazing is it's the non-coastal regions that seem to have received the actual most damage out of Hurricane Helene. It's been ungodly what they're having to do, and It's reaching epic levels right now. I mean, like, this is not a 100-year storm. This is beyond that. And what happened in western North Carolina is perhaps the worst of all of it. There's been some really awful things in the mountains of East Tennessee. There's been some really awful things in Georgia, some really awful things in Florida. But something about western Carolina and the way in which water ran down out of the highlands and flooded, I mean, like, I'm hearing right now, and I haven't seen to know which picture I'm looking at because all the damage looks horrible, and I don't know which town is which. But I'm hearing that Boone, North Carolina, is and Chimney Rock, North Carolina, are both effectively as towns just gone, like gone. And there's a lot of questions about how the relief is or is not getting there. Like why is it taking so long? Why is it that the federal government seems to be taking time? Now, I'm looking on the screen right now, and Kamala Harris is actually there finally. She's not making fake phone calls to FEMA anymore like she was on Air Force One the other day, or Air Force Two. But she's actually there in Augusta, Georgia, touring some of the damage. I don't think she can get into parts of North Carolina. You need a mic? What you got?
Yeah, is she the president?
Well, he was there, too. He flew over today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know the vice president was in charge of responses to stuff like this.
I would dare say that it would not go well for Biden to try and walk around all the debris. He has trouble walking on flat ground. So,
or just walking.
Or just walking in general. Yes. Walking to the bathroom is laborsome. But that being said, she's there. She's touring some of it now, and she's unburdened by what has gone before. But the level of damage we're seeing right now, we're seeing things like right now the death count, I believe, is over 130. It continues to climb. I'm reading headlines that say bodies are being found on a regular basis as people were swept up in these floods and these torrential rains, whole houses washed down. I mean, you'd literally see imagery of houses moving down river. Cars overturned, people trapped on the roads and couldn't get out in time. A number of people I know died because they got on the roofs of their houses as the flash flooding came through and thinking they were safe, and then the house collapsed and the roof fell in with them on it and they were swept up in the flood. I mean, just there's awful stories after awful stories. And it's going to be a long time to get this part of the country recovered. Now, I have been questioning, not as much on the air yet because I didn't know where we were and I didn't want to speak out of turn, but I did some looking. And one of the things that was really bothering me was that there had been no true federal response other than to say FEMA was activated. And by the way, FEMA being activated does mean something. I get it. We're going to talk about that in a minute, though. But FINA being activated for what exactly? What are they bringing to bear? Well, we have, of course, the National Guard. But in limited circumstances, the federal government can activate active duty troops. Doesn't happen often. You have to deal with the laws of what's called posse comitatus, which is basically saying you cannot deploy U.S. troops on U.S. soil. And that's something that dates back to the founding of our nation. But there is an exception made under the Stafford Act. The Stafford Act allows the activation of U.S. active duty troops for the preservation of life, limb, or property on short-term bursts. They can go for 10 days at a time without having to be, you know, anything special that's been declared. There doesn't have to be an insurrection. There doesn't have to be a violation of our borders. It can be life, limb, or property, and they can go you there for. Fort Bragg, North Carolina is not, well, it's Fort Liberty now, but you know what I'm saying. I'm never going to stop calling it Bragg. But 18th Airborne Corps, 3 hours ago, I just read the report. In fact, I'll pull it back up. 3 hours ago, it was announced that up to 1,000 soldiers from 18th Airborne Corps are now going to deploy to Western North Carolina, providing critical aid in the wake of Hurricane Helene. The Pentagon announced that just this afternoon. So literally at 11:52 Eastern time, so or Central time, it was announced in a DOD news release that 18th Corps, which includes the 82nd Airborne Division and other parts of the infantry battalion task forces and the supporting elements, and they've got the aviation brigades, and anyway, they're deploying a forward support company that's going to be able to provide fuel, water, mechanics, and other specialists, and all of that. So I'm glad to see it. 1,000 troops from 18th Corps at Fort Bragg headed into the danger zones for North Carolina. It's about freaking time.
I was just going to say, I think most of us in uniform kind of have that sense of we're going and figure out the paperwork afterwards.
Yeah.
I know, I was a fixed wing guy, fighter type guy, so there's very little I could do. But like Katrina, I had buddies that were helo pilots, even the Navy, West Coast guys, they're in the helicopters now. Obviously, they had orders to do all that kind of stuff. But yeah, let's get out there and help people.
Totally agree. Alabama is sending 11, which feels wrong somehow, but they're sending 11 that specialize in search and rescue, 11 personnel from the Air National Guard in Alabama.
Well, and don't underestimate the training of particularly people that are specifically, trained with the search and rescue to come in and provide some, because there's a lot of local law enforcement folks that aren't quite prepared at this scale. And then you start coordinating all these other assets. So I've been involved in some of that.
Well, here's where we get into very questionable practices. So there have been a lot of questions out there about why we're seeing such a delayed response from the federal government. Joe Biden said that he'd already sent all he could send, which was a ridiculous thing for him to say. He was literally asked, are you going to send more? And he said, no, we've already sent them everything we've got. Well, they really hadn't, because 18th Corps just deployed today, and this is we're on what, day four, day five.
But yeah, we keep finding money to send to Ukraine.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think if we spent some of that here, it'd be very helpful right now. But here's the thing: there is a realization going on that the Biden-Harris administration has turned out a whole-of-government approach to things that do nothing to aid in mission accomplishment, one of which is we just learned that right as we're seeing the need for FEMA to go into full-on disaster recovery mode, FEMA put out on their website, kid you not, on their website, that the number one priority of FEMA is not disaster relief. It is not to make sure that, there's a coordination of interagency efforts. Is to make sure there's equity in the provision of relief. Now, what does that even mean? What that seems to imply is they have to pick and choose who they're going to give it to based upon the needs of the demographics involved. And you look at that and go, that is really not your role. If for the next 6 years, the only people that had disasters were white, I would expect them to still get FEMA relief. If the only people that were in disasters were black, they should get FEMA relief. You don't get to pick and choose. Well, those disadvantaged and underprivileged demographics, they deserve the. And yet, I'm not making this up. I got an audio clip, and I'm going to call for it right now. So go ahead. Audio clip number one is Kamala Harris pretty much saying exactly what I'm talking about. And this was, what was the date on this? Does it have a date on that audio? I think it was a couple years ago, wasn't it?
This was posted. This post itself was September 30th. I'm not sure where the clip is. Is from
September 30th by Dan Crenshaw, but mm-hmm. I think that the audio track came out last year. All right, go ahead, Kamala Harris. Go ahead and play it.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. And if we want people to be in an equal place, sometimes we have to take into account those disparities and do that work.
So what she just basically said was Marxism. And that, my friends, is a serious dose of jackassery. That's exactly what that was. Thank you. Good job, man. That's a serious dose of jackassery. I mean, that is literally someone saying redistribution of wealth, first of all. She said, some people don't start off at the same place as others, so we have to give them what they need to get on level field. That's not your role. That is not. Your job is to create the environment, but not to redistribute the wealth. That's called Marxism. At the same time, you also look at it and go, how in God's name do you possibly sit there with a straight face and say, I want to be the president of the entire United States, and I'm going to decide that in a disaster, certain people get treated different. So I'm looking at it right now, story here on Fox News. The Biden-Harris administration's disaster relief agency is facing backlash after its unearthed emergency management blueprint went viral amid the destructive hurricane that just ravaged the southern U.S. It says FEMA has a list of three goals on their website. FEMA has a list of three. Oh, you got it on their website, right? Did you just pull it up? Look, grab that microphone and just tell them you got it. But I'm telling you right now, it says the number one, second goal is to lead a whole of community in climate resilience. The third goal is to promote and sustain a ready FEMA. But the number one goal, Butters, is what?
Instill equity as a foundation of emergency management. Let me read the first paragraph. Disasters impact people and communities differently. Every disaster occurs within a unique context based on a community's geographic, demographic, political, historical, and cultural characteristics.
That is jackassery. That is layers of jackassery. Who wrote that? That is jackassery on multiple levels.
Anything I've ever been involved in, who needs the most help? Like,
yeah.
What's their medical condition? What's the risk?
When you triage on a mass casualty event, you don't go, he's black, go to him first. You don't do that. You look at it and go, he's going to bleed out, so I'm taking care of him first. He I can save later after I treat the bleed out. I mean, triage is not based upon, it's based upon immediate need. It's not based upon demographics.
If you're a straight white male, then you're not going to get any help, essentially.
Ah, you dirty cis white male. How dare you come in here with your cis white self and expect something from us? I mean, my gosh, don't you understand equity? Don't walk in your privilege and come tell me this.
I can't believe that this is...
It's real.
Wow.
And I love how they shamelessly put that as goal number one. They didn't hide it in there. Like, no. They put it up there.
It wasn't embedded somewhere in the back paragraphs. It was right there on the front.
And that's probably even worse, that they probably are proud. Someone is proud. This is such a great thing.
Well, you know what else? They've been called out on it. They're in the middle of a hurricane, and they haven't taken it down. There it sits. You're looking at it. It's on the FEMA website right now, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In their defense, I'm glad they don't have their IT guy working on the website.
Oh,
hopefully he's
doing
something actually useful.
Oh, my gosh. JP, you just let me run on, man, or are you going to take me to a break? What are we going to do? Let's do a break. How about that? Let's do a break. We're taking a break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. I got all riled up. I mean, it's like caffeine for me right there. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. More jackassery to come.